Hello, everyone. Yeah, there's me doing the that. Everybody loves that when you listen to a podcast or when people like snivel and sneeze. I find that to be far worse than going with your ands and ums. I feel like this. I feel like that's not as bad. Oh boy, that's a toughie to deal with. Yeah, I've stopped listening to some podcasts because of that. Anyways, I hope you're doing okay and you're not sick and you're not sniveling and you're not sucking up your mucus, snot smelling me into your lungs or head. I'm going to do something today, and I want to kick off. There's that I want to kick off with really little soup slurping in your head. I want to kick off this new kind of thing. I haven't done anything for a while. There's a lot of things going on. You know, a gamer's worst enemy, other than whatever you're fighting in the game, like a brute T-Rex or something, a furious Rajang against the machine. Come with it now. Is the greatest enemy for a gamer is depression. And yeah, you know, things happen. So I am here today, and I'm going to I found my old Game Pro stash from back in the day. I was subscribed to this motherfucker as a birthday gift from my parents. Jesus Christ, since like, I don't know, like 93 maybe. I have an issue, the first one I'm going to do here, and actually the cover is ripped off. It was the Donkey Kong Country issue. This is a big deal to me. It's a very thick one. I remember this and this Game Pro. This is a Game Pro. I remember this and the Beavis and Butthead issues being like really thick issues, and I remember reading them front to back so many times as a kid. Because this was our social media, you know? This was our internet, you know? Was waiting for a magazine to come in the mail. It was an incredible time, and that's how I got all my information back in the day, and a lot of us did. But this issue, I picked it out particularly because it was really fucked up looking in my pile of issues. I have some that from like the early 2000s that are like immaculate condition. I don't know if these even matter or go for anything nowadays. Go for broke, but I am, but I saw this in my bin in the garage, and the front of it is, the first picture is Glop Squish Splat, the Page Master. Escape from danger with sticky hands. Well, I've had sticky hands, and I wasn't necessarily escaping from danger. I was just trying to clean up after the, you know, Red Roof Inn encounter I had from off Craigslist or whatever. Fire-breathing dragons. Swing a sword to defeat pirates. I mean, just the most generic things. You know, sticky hands, fire-breathing dragons, and defeat pirates. And Pagemaster for Game Boy, which I've actually never played that version. I've played the Genesis and the Super Nintendo version. It's not that great of a game. I've played worse. But yeah, that was the cover because the cover was ripped off from this. I used to take these to school, man. Like, I took this to elementary school. This is December 1994. Ladies and gentlemen, we are starting Game Pro December 1994. This is a thick boy. Like, it's truly thick. The tag of this hanging off, all I can see is a Revolution X arcade cab. So yeah, 94, definitely when arcade games were still popping super heavy, and that was an exciting time. I was, shit, I guess I was 10 years old at this time, December 94. Oh, what an exciting time, you know, like, you know, parents being, I guess, at the time what you would consider middle class, you know, Christmas, I would get gifts that were, you know, gifts I wanted. I would ask for like a couple Sega games or NES games or Game Boy games, and I'd get a couple of them, and it was an awesome time. And with my brothers, shouts to Al and Ethan, we were all three gamers even from a young age. Ethan was born. Ethan was 4 years old, so I don't know. I'm sure he was playing some type of game. The X-Men Tiger Electronics. I don't know what they let him have at 4 years old, but he was definitely, in the mix a little bit. Alex, was in the mi we were yeah we were very young. Jesus Christ. What was Alex, six? Yeah, something like that. I don't remember our ages. I'm sorry. But this is 1994. Let's travel back in time. That's why I want to do this, because I have a whole crate of these motherfuckers, and I kind of want to just do a travel back in time. Because I'm just gonna tell you right now, I keep up with what's going on in the world nowadays, and boy, oh boy, does everything fucking suck, man. It sucks. It sucks. King K. Rool's balls, and I've never seen those because they're tucked away because he's a reptilian. He's got a good tuck game on him. But anyways, let's get started. Game Pro, December 1994. Let me take a of this, and I'll give me a second. There we go. All right. So this is a real thick issue. So I'm just gonna kind of look at what catches my interest, and talk about it from there. So what is this ad here? It says rocket science. Is this supposed to be like a subliminal, like Jaguar ad? Okay, I'm gonna look into this. 1994, Rocket Science logo, the legend of Tolly Bodine and trademarks of Rocket Science Games, Cadillacs and dinosaurs. Trademarks of General Motors Corporation? Holy shit. I did not. I guess you have to have that. General Motors can trademark the word dinosaurs. That's incredible. All other trademarks are the property of their respective owners. Was this? Oh no, this is one of those Sega CD like we're in the future ads. Oh God. Okay. Yeah, dude, now I remember. That's what this is. What a fucking. Never had a Sega CD. I remember me and Alex, my brother, trying to save up whatever pittance we could from like cutting grass or whatever little things we were doing. We would buy like trolls and battle trolls, the stone trolls, the stone protector trolls, and the battle trolls with our like $5 we would get from helping mom hang Avon catalogs on doors, and also like cutting the grass and stupid shit like that. I remember that, man. That's another reason I'm doing this, because I have a pretty good memory, to be honest. Despite my short-term memory being fried because of all the drugs, but I do remember this. Me and Alex hanging those Avon books on doors in like Montfort Heights area, and mom driving us around and making us be her little workhorses, but knowing that we get an action figure afterwards. You get $5, you can get an action figure, a magazine, maybe a magazine and some pogs if you were lucky. I wish the cover price was still on this one. It'll be on the a few of the other ones we do for sure. Sega CD. But what I was getting back to is me and Alex were trying to save up money to get a 32X, which I guess was a little bit in the future at this point. And this ad's just insane. It's just like this matrixy, like it has just all these like, come in, Japanese letter XX. Do you read Tulia? You hear me? Do you read Tulia? I'm gonna fry your ass.
this is, and that's, you know, the Q-bert exclamations and stuff. It's not actually saying ass. Science game one lodestar. Do you read? This is IROC. This is awful advertising, by the way. I think this really sucks. Lodestar, the legend of Tully Bodine. I don't like anything about that. The name, maybe that's an awesome game. It probably is, but Cadillacs and Dinosaurs. This is not the Cadillacs and Dinosaurs. That's the CPS1 beat 'em up. That's actually pretty fun. This is just, I think it's like a FMV kind of game. I think a lot of those games existed on Sega CD. It looks kind of shit. So we're going to, oh boy, this is a big deal. Plug in, lock on, break out. Only Sega's got it. It's the Sonic and Knuckles ad where you could put your Sonic 3 onto Sonic and Knuckles and also put your Sonic 2 onto Sonic and Knuckles as seen on MTV. Holy shit, that's funny. Save $10 by mail with Lifesavers. Yeah, I mean, that was a revolutionary thing. I mean, we've never really seen anything like that today till, you know, to this day, you know, DLC. This was the original DLC. It was Sonic and Knuckles. I remember kids in school calling him Knuckles. Crazy. Wow. Whose opinion is it anyway? This is the mail section. This might be the, like, an extreme. This is one of the more interesting sections of this, I'd say. Andrew Hoover's letter raises a question that many readers have asked about, whose opinions were expressed in that two-page Nintendo ad. When the controversial ad ran on pages 30 and 31 of our May issues, we were careful to put the word advertisement at the top because the ad looked like it could have been an editorial page. A lot of readers thought it was written by the GamePro editors, or in April, the LamePro editors. Nothing could be further from the truth. GamePro writers and editors don't participate in the ad creation process. Advertisers don't tell us what to say in their articles, and we don't tell them what to say in their ads. M with a E-M. So to answer Andrew's question, those opinions were solely Nintendo's, since the company created the ad and purchased space for it. In fact, you may have seen the exact same ad in other video game magazines. As you flip through the magazine, be sure you know what you're looking at. Feature articles, previews, and pro reviews give you official opinion of the GamePro editors. Ads provide a look at the newest games, but they can say almost anything the advertisers want them to. Okay, so that's why you see all these crazy ads that are, a lot of sexual stuff, and, I guess, like, misogynistic shit you would see in the 90s in video game ads, and really, really crazy. So they just kind of had free reign in these ads because they were the big companies that would pay the money to put in the little magazines like GamePro and EGM and whatnot, which, granted, these were the vessels that got the kids talking about shit and got the parents to buy stuff. You know what I mean? Like, these motherfuckers were made potentially more important when it came to selling things, you know, producing hardware and software, that's on Sega and Nintendo and Capcom and whoever. But, you know, GamePro and EGM and these were the vessels that you got your shit through. So them being so nasty in the ads was the sign of the fucking times, you know, like that, their balls were in a vice. There was nothing these magazines and editors could really do. They just like, all right, put this weird, like, you know, sexual ad in my thing. Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, it's not like I don't see right wing propaganda on fucking X all the fucking time. You know, I like, you know, people don't like calling it. I like calling it X because it makes it sound dumber and it makes you feel stupid for using it, which I do. And I should feel stupid for using it. Anyways, you don't need social media. All you need is the fetus of pod, you know. Fuck the, whatever you're giving him for your blue check mark, give Fetus the Pod $5 a month, okay?
I'm dying over here, motherfucker. Give me $3, $5, a dollar. I don't care. The editors are dying.
Yeah. Previews, reviews, opinion of the game provided. Give you the official opinion. Ooh. Ads provide a look at the newest games, but they can say almost, yeah, anything advertisers want to do. And when in doubt, check out the index of advertisers in the back pages. If it's listed there, it's paid.
Can you imagine being in your teens or 20s in the 90s? That one of the things I'm really fascinated about is the otaku Bellamy that are a generation above me. Like the motherfuckers that are potentially like 10, you know, maybe even 5-6 years older than me. Those are the true old taku. Because they were like of age to have like a shitty job at Subway or something in the 90s and work and make money to buy these things, you know, when I was still indebted to my parents because I was a literal fucking child. I can't even imagine. Like, smoking weed, working a shitty job, and playing video games, buying video games, being a video head in the 90s. That's a whole different feeling. Like, it just had to have been. I'm not saying anything's better than it was, you know, because, like, Reagan happened, and then, you know, we're still in what we're in. But Jesus fucking Christ, man. I'll move away from that, though. Advertisers have their opinions, and we have ours. If there's a claim that a game is the world's greatest, or the most intense, or the best looking, or gives any other strong opinion, ask yourself who wrote those words. If it's a game pro editor, you know the opinion is based on fair, independent comparisons with other games or systems. We stake our reputation on it. Like, man, you know, this is incredible to read back on, because the game pros at San Mateo, California. I was not old enough to comprehend this shit. All I wanted to see was games, read a bit about the games, and see if they scored Fun Factor 5.0. You'll know, if you don't know, you'll end up knowing what that means.
Okay. Oh, cool. So the first, Jesus, in the mail here. Ads and articles. All right. Your May issue had a controversial 2-page article called Smashing the Myth of Speed and Power. It compared the Genesis to the SNES and put down Sega at every chance. Was this written by one of your writers, or was it a pre-written ad? Andrew Hoover from Grove City, Ohio. Let's look up where Grove City, Ohio is. That sounds familiar. For some reason. Let's see. Well, I said people like slurp on their streams. I'm going to burp and drink. Hang on. Grove City is an hour and 31 minutes away from here. Was that? Oh, that's like Columbus. Yeah, it's like right outside Columbus. It's just some... Okay, yeah, cool. Alright. Yeah, this guy. He was an hour and 30 away from me. Andrew Hoover. And then the editor from GamePro, Toxic Tommy, replies, controversial is the right word to describe the paid advertisement. It was indeed an ad, as it said at the top of both pages. So this was like a thing. People were kind of like, with the console wars, people were like, hey, why the fuck are you promoting, you know, Sega? Why are you promoting SNES? Like, are you Republican or Democrat? Would you say that Sega was more of the democratic system? I think so. I would say so. I feel like they were definitely more of the underdog. Nintendo already staked its claim, you know what I mean? Like, Master System wasn't even close to a household name than NES. Sega's Democrat, Nintendo's Republican. Honestly,
That's still, I would say that's still, I'm getting a little excited. I feel like that's kind of still true. I mean, fuck both Republican and Democrat, but fuck both Nintendo and Sega too. But damn. You know, I'll tell you this, on this podcast, I'm not, you know, nothing good's gonna happen to me. So I'm not saying like, oh, Nintendo's good or Sega's good. I think they're all fucking terrible, but they definitely gave us the memories we had as children. You know what I mean? Controversial is the right word to describe paid advertising. It was indeed an ad, as it said on the top of both pages. We received dozens of letters debating the issues brought up in the comparison of the two 16-bit systems. GamePro writers had no input in the ad's content. See the adjacent letter from the GamePros for more discussion. They covered their asses. Good for them. They had documentation for this stuff. You know what I mean? I like these mailbags. Like, Jesus, these could take me forever. There's so much in this issue. I'll be honest, I'm probably going to cut this like an hour and just kind of like, because I doing more than an hour talking like makes my voice go away. So, oh shit. There's so much here. I didn't realize the gold that this was, to be honest. All right, so...